World of favor, pull your lip over your head and swallow.
Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Because they're all good kids until dried out, brain dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs
for Alibi Vodka. Clap along
if you feel. Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on a Friday morning, and as we kick off the 10 o'clock hour, you know what to expect. For the next hour, it is your calls, your texts, and we will talk about things that are good, that are frustrating, that are angering, that are happy. It's Bugs and Hugs. You give us a call or shoot us a text at 1-877-332-8255 and let us know what you want to talk about. You've got a bug, something that you need to get off your chest so you feel better going into the weekend, or maybe you want to send a hug. Something positive, someone that deserves a shout out. We're happy to hear that as well. So I'm actually going to start with a bug that you will find this morning if you follow former Premier of Saskatchewan, Brad Wall, on Facebook. Brad Wall's post this morning says this: his asinine threat to shut off power to the U.S., the Crown Royal whiskey pour out, even though it's still distilled in Manitoba, and now this. Premier Doug Ford should understand that while these stunts might be good politics with the elbows up crowd in Ontario, they are worse than reckless in terms of our economy. Western Canada needs to distance itself from this nonsense. So Brad Wall kicks off our show with a bug, fresh off of Facebook. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open. Lots of texts coming in. Lots of people weighing in on, of course, what's been happening here transpiring between Donald Trump and Canada, and now the trade talks are off. Don't forget, we had the throne speech this week. There's lots to talk about. The Jays, the Riders. Where do you want to go? Let's start with Tom in Regina. Tom, thanks so much for calling in. Your bug is what?
Carla Beck.
What did Carla do?
Carla, when you interviewed her yesterday,
yeah,
about the throne speech, the first thing she said, well, there was nothing in the throne speech. This is the first thing she said about EV tariffs and getting the Fed to get them removed. So yesterday, an hour later, probably about an hour, 2 hours later, a bill was introduced in the ledge by the Sask Party requesting the Fed remove, get the tariffs removed, the EV tariffs removed, so we can move ahead with canola. And what did she do? She votes against it.
So the story, the backstory, Tom, I appreciate you bringing this up because I actually hadn't had time to jump into this, but thank you for bringing this up. So here's the backstory. You're right. You heard Carla Beck on the show yesterday morning. We spoke with Premier Brad Wall, or sorry, Freudian slip, Premier Scott Moe first, then we brought on Carla Beck. Carla was critical of the fact that Scott Moe didn't come right out and say the EV tariffs have to go. Although he did say that when I asked him the question. He said that quite clearly on the show. Carla Beck saying, well, he's saying different things to different people. So what happened yesterday was the NDP introduced an emergency motion demanding that Scott Moe join the calls to end Chinese EV tariffs. Then we saw an MLA from the Sask Party, Warren Kading, make an amendment to the motion that basically takes Scott Moe's name out of it, but recommends on behalf of the government that the EV tariffs be removed, and follows up with an appreciation line about the work that Premier Moe and other leaders in the province have been doing to try and get these EV tariffs removed. And that amended motion is the one that passed. And it passed with all Sask Party members voting in favor and all NDP voting against. So clearly the NDP didn't like the amended, reworded version. It really is about them wanting to pin Premier Moe to the wall on this, is where I would say that comes from. Anyway, Tom, thank you so much for the call, and thanks for kicking off the phone lines during Bugs and Hugs, 1-877-332-8255. So if I look at the text line, there's a number of people that are weighing in on this. So Kirk in North Battleford said, I was literally typing this up as you were saying it. So he's giving a hug to Brad Wall's bug. I just read what Brad Wall posted on Facebook. This is what Kirk in Battleford, North Battleford says. Hug to Brad Wall on his comments about Doug Ford. Then he quotes what he said, basically Brad Wall saying this is not helpful. While negotiations are on, off, it feels like the boy who cried wolf scenario. So Kirk in North Battleford, thank you so much for joining. Cooper and Watson, I'm bugged by Doug Ford. That man needs to learn his place, Cooper says. 1-877-332-8255. This text is interesting. There's actually a hug and a bug in it. Nick from Saskatoon. My hug this week is to Air Canada. What? I'll take phrases I never hear for 200, Alex. But yeah, okay. So Nick in Saskatoon says this. I got stuck in Poland during the strike. I paid four times as much to cobble two straight days of flights to get home in time to move. I had to mail my luggage back to Canada, but Air Canada is making it right and reimbursing me in full. Gosh, I like to hear good stories like that, right? How often do we hear bad stories and things that haven't gone well? You pick the airline, but this is a good news story with Air Canada. So, Nick, thanks for sharing it. But then he goes on to say, but I do have a bug as well. All the focus on Trump and trade deals. Over 77 million Americans said yes to him and don't want to be friends. Let's cut our losses and focus on sending our goods over the Atlantic to friendlier, more reliable nations in Europe. Nick, thanks for joining in. 1-877-332-8255. Speaking of Brad Wall, I was just reading the message that he had on Facebook. Colleen in Buena Vista says, I would like to send a hug out to former Saskatchewan Premier Brad Wall. Congratulate him on his well-deserved recognition and award given to him from the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. He just got that award. We talked about that last week. He received the award for his diligence, basically, on driving down taxes. And Colleen goes on to say, great leader, showed empathy, leadership, true love of his province and all Canadians. So Colleen with a hug for Premier Wall this morning. Okay, 1-877-332-8255. I've seen a couple of people texting in their appreciation on the news that CJME and CKOM will be carrying the Blue Jays, the World Series games, live on our stations. That was just a deal that was secured here the other day. And the people that are texting it in are, like I was explaining earlier, there's a lot of people who don't have the luxury of sitting at home watching the game. They're at work. They're maybe in a vehicle. They're driving semi. They're working on the farm. They're doing whatever. And so at the end of the day, when you can throw the game on the radio and listen, it's a bonus. And so if you are a person that doesn't want to miss the game but can't watch it on TV, CJME and CKOM will be having every World Series game live. So tonight's coverage starts at 6 o'clock. Regina and Saskatoon both providing you an opportunity to hear the World Series, proudly part of the Sportsnet Blue Jays radio network. And, of course, all the great coverage that we have with our Green Zone, which is, you know, kind of transitioned to be the Blue Zone here as well during the Blue Jays playoff run and the World Series. 1-877-332-8255. Here's a text that says, I'm not from Duck Lake, but I am absolutely bugged when I heard that the community of Duck Lake is thinking of selling its name for corporate sponsorship. Is this a joke? I don't think it's a joke. It sounded like I heard that it was a town council vote 3-2. So it wasn't, I guess, unanimous, but 3-2 that they were going to put up for tender the ability for a corporate sponsor to, I don't know if it's by the name to the town. So like it would no longer be known as Duck Lake. It would be actually known as something else. Or is it just like, you know, Duck Lake sponsored by Pepsi or whatever? I don't know. Anyway, it's if the intention is, let's see if we can get some notoriety for our name. I mean, this is the kind of thing that late night TV picks up, right? This is the kind of thing that you're going to hear somewhere on corporate American television saying, did you hear about this small town in Saskatchewan, Canada that is doing this? And maybe that's what they're going for. I said this morning, half joking, of course, if you're looking for Duck Lake, you'll find them on the street corner at dusk. Selling themselves. 1-877-332-8255. Shane in Saskatoon. I got to say, I'm not surprised by Doug Ford's actions. He's not a good premier whatsoever. Not that any options from the NDP or Liberals would be any better. Notably, I am disappointed with Mark Carney's so-called trade negotiations. So Shane is just generally bugged this morning. Just generally bugged. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, let's take a break. Bugs and Hugs, right until 11 o'clock. Lots of time. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open for your bugs, your hugs. Give me a shout. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Super duper.
That's nice.
That's awesome.
Way to go. Neato, gang.
Who sent this, you coward son of bitches?
I just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka. People.
Okay, Bugs and Hugs continues along this morning. The texts are pouring in. We got some calls lined up as well. 1-877-332-8255. Just a quick hug this morning to our friends at our sister station, Rock 102. They do their big coats for kids every year. Great event. They collect not just winter coats, but snow pants, toques, mitts, boots, scarves, you name it. In fact, they'll take donations of all sizes, including adult sizes as well. They're going to be set up tomorrow, 10 to 2 at Mortgage Intelligence, which is right behind the brick in Stonebridge. So easy to find. They have a drive-through system set up, so you don't even have to get out of your car. Have your extra unused winter coats, scarves, boots packaged up in a bag. You can just drive through and drop them off. They've been doing this for like 21 years. They've collected over 30,000 winter clothing items, $350,000 in donations for Care and Share. So great success every year, and we wish them the best of luck. Again, it's the Rock 102 Coats for Kids happening in Saskatoon tomorrow. Okay, phone lines are open. I mentioned I'm going to jump back to the phone lines right now. I want to grab this call from Kurt in Weyburn. Thanks for calling in. Kurt, what have you got for me today?
I was wondering what you think of Saskatchewan leaving with Alberta.
Like leaving the country?
Yeah, like separating.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've said this on the air a number of times. I'm not a fan of it. I feel like the redheaded stepchild far too often, and it's been going on for so long. We can talk about transfer payments. We can talk about a bunch of things. So I don't like the fact that we are often dismissed, and yet it's our resources that drive the economy of this country. But that said, I think leaving, separating is so easy to say, but it's not easy to do, Kurt. Like, it's really not, that's not an uncomplicated thing to do.
Oh, I agree. But if you could get Gormley on and ask him, you know, about that question. I listened to him for 25 years, yeah. and I think I know what his opinion would be.
Well, I don't know. Don't be so quick on that, because we've talked with John on the program. Like, we've had him on political panels, and we've talked about that. I think, you know, the general response is you understand why people feel this way. I'm not going to speak for him, but we will, of course. We have John on fairly regularly for different political panels and political reactions. So we will no doubt pose that question to him. We posed this same question to former Premier Brad Wall when we had him on the program one time, kind of when the first separation talks were happening. And his response was really, you know, again, kind of along the lines of, you know, proud to be part of Canada, but understand why people feel this way. But I just think the actual, you know, it's so easy to say that. And I've had this talk with so many people. It's easy to say, that's it, we're out of here. But really, is it that easy to do? Is it that uncomplicated? And does that make our life better? There's lots to consider before that. So, I mean, I get it, Kurt. I absolutely get it. But I'm not on that bandwagon. Let's put it that way. 1-877-332-8255. Text line today, lots going on. And I like texts like this. Like, we talk about these big news stories, but Bugs and Hugs is literally about someone you want to send a little shout out to, maybe like this one. Robin Regina sending a hug out to Appliance Repair. Showed up to fix my washing machine, did it in about an hour, a job that would have taken me 8 hours and probably taken 5 years off my life. How true, eh? Rob, thanks so much for that one. 1-877-332-8255. Jamie from Willowbunch, hug to Mother Nature. What a day. Beautiful day. Sun shining, blue sky, fresh air in the lungs. Enjoy your Friday and go Riders. I like that. There was one here I was going to get to, and I probably lost it now. It was about, here it is right here. Lynette from Catepwa. I want to send a hug out to the Regina Rams, wishing them good luck today. My nephew, Ty Gorniak, is the kicker for the Rams. She said, my bug is TSN and the Rider organization for not moving tomorrow's game at Mosaic to 2 or 3 in the afternoon with the Jays playing at 6. So, yeah, we've got a 5 o'clock kickoff for the Riders. Jays play at 6. So we're going to have some overlap there. People will be flipping TVs and doing what they can to try and catch both. But Lynette, thanks for the text. She ends it by saying, go Rams, go Riders, go Blue Jays. Boy, lots of great sports this weekend for sure. The Green Zone is rich with topics to talk about, Jamie and Locker, this afternoon starting at 2 o'clock. Here's another text. I would like to give a hug to all the elbows up people who are finally realizing the mistakes they've made by electing their prime minister to deal with Trump. Bob in Pike Lake, my bug this week is still that the CFIA and a large contingent of the RCMP are abusing the ostriches in Edgewood, BC. It would be far less expensive to do the right thing and test the birds rather than continue the abuse of these innocent, healthy birds and their owners. Bob in Pike Lake, and I saw there was another one. Jim in Saskatoon had a very similar message as well. 1-877-332-8255. Marcus in Swift Current says, I'm bugged by Blue Jays fans, but to be fair, all Toronto things bug me. thanks for your honesty, Marcus. 1-877-332-8255. Bugs and Hugs continues. Here we go. Let's grab Mel in Saskatoon. Mel, thanks so much for calling in. You've got a hug. What have you got for me?
I got a hug from their friendship pin.
Okay.
They're fantastic people. They give out meals like breakfast and dinners every day, and they don't ask for anything. And you can also get clothes from them, too.
And it's the Friendship Inn. Is that what you said, Mel?
Correct.
Yeah.
I got something else to say, though, Evan.
Sure.
You know, I can't understand why these people disrespect other people, like going down the street and they'll just walk up and they'll steal whatever they got. You know, that's unacceptable in this day and age.
Yeah. There, you know, I'm just going to jump in and say it's disheartening when you hear about so many things, whether it's, you know, you're talking about a street robbery, but I mean, there's all kinds of ways in which it feels like society. And I say society, I'll put it in quotes, because there's all kinds of great things. I mean, it's just frustrating when you hear about some of the crime that is happening in our communities, which is why places like the Friendship Inn make such a difference, Mel. And that's why I love that you texted or called in to share that with us. Bugs and Hugs, not done. It's half done. So we've got lots of time. Text and phone lines remain open for you. We'll take a break and we'll be back with more of your calls and your texts here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
You're the best friends anybody ever had.
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you. Bring it in.
I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Bug me!
For Alibi Vodka.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
Welcome to Bugs and Hugs. Evan Bray, great to have you here on this Friday morning. Lots of bugs, lots of hugs coming in on the text line. I'm going to be a little self-serving for just a second. I'm going to send a hug out of my own. Tonight, the Prince Albert Raiders are having a cancer awareness night. They've got special jerseys designed and ready to go. 7 o'clock, their game at the Arthauser Center against the Swift Current Broncos. Their jerseys were designed by my nephew, Morgan Bray. Now, Morgan, he's a young lad, 25 years old, school teacher in Regina, but he has this incredible skill for graphic design. He was 15 years old, 15, and he designed, they had a contest where you could design the goaltender mask for Team Canada in the World Juniors. 15 years old, he won the contest. So back in 2015, the World Juniors, goaltender Eric Comrie's helmet was designed by my nephew Morgan. This 15-year-old kid in Abernethy, Saskatchewan, who had no formal training in it, but just really good with that kind of stuff. He got flown out to Montreal for the World Juniors. He got a copy of the helmet. So he likes to dabble, right? And he's one of these guys, he's obsessed with hockey, so he likes to do alternate jerseys. So he did a whole suite of alternate jerseys for the WHL teams, and he tagged all of the teams in his social media posts. And the Prince Albert Raiders got a hold of him and said, hey, we're doing a special night. It's for cancer awareness. Would you be interested in designing a jersey? He did, and they're wearing them tonight. Morgan's actually driving up there for the game, and yeah, I just think it's so cool. So again, this is not his job. He's a school teacher, but he's got this little mojo designs, as he calls it, and he does a great job. So I'm sending a hug out to my nephew Morgan today for the great work he does there. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, let's go through some of these texts. Lisa in Saskatoon, I've got a bug. People who set off fireworks on a weeknight at all hours. No regard for people who have to work in the morning. Yeah, I've responded to a few of those calls. Jeremy, a hug for Elmer from the RM of Indian Head for keeping the roads smooth on his grader. I love it. A hug for a grader operator. Thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate that. Hug to Astro Towing for Leon. He helped me with a flat tire, followed me to the tire shop, gave me a ride to work, went above and beyond, took my key to the tire shop after they opened. Rick in Saskatoon, thank you for that. Here's a text. Frank brought this to my attention. This is a good one. Glenn in Moose Jaw. My hug is to the media in the United States saying that the baseball games is like a David and Goliath. Of course, talking about the Jays and the Dodgers. Jays, of course, being the underdog, so they're referring to them as the David. So he says, my hug is to the media in the States stating that baseball is like David and Goliath. Don't they realize the story ends with David slaying Goliath? He says, I couldn't say it better myself. Go Jays, go. Glenn from Moose Jaw. And again, speaking of the Jays, I've mentioned this a couple of times, but we will be carrying the games live on our radio station. So if you are one of many hundreds of people that aren't going to be able to sit in front of a TV and watch it. Maybe you're at work, you're running the kids around, you've got different stuff on. You will be able to tune in to CJME and CKOM and listen to the game. We're carrying it live. That fires up at 6 o'clock tonight. So it goes right from Green Zone from 2 to 6, right into the Jays coverage on the Sportsnet Blue Jays radio network. 1-877-332-8255. Bugs and Hugs continues on. Let's go to Perry from Osler. Perry, thanks so much for calling in. A bug, which, yeah, you know, I'm not surprised. I know I've known you to have a few bugs that you want to talk about in the past.
So, yeah, and I actually wanted to talk to this one about 4 days ago. Now it's become reality, is this whole free trade thing when it came through with the progressive conservatives in the Brian Mulroney days. Well, we all hated it. And they pushed it and pushed it, and all Canadians across Canada just said, this doesn't make sense. We don't like it. And then they became the sports car party, and they never did get back on their feet. And then the Reform Party took over across Western Canada, but realized they could never become a national party. So the Progressive Conservatives realized, well, they have to call it a day, and it became the Conservatives. But we did not want this trade deal. Every Canadian, 100% of us across this country, but we were kept being told over the next years, it was discussed right on your radio station. John Gormley used to discuss it, and they would say, yeah, it's going to work. It's going to work. And we kept saying, we're giving too much away to China, dictators and communists. And then they would say, well, yeah, you're right, but it'll eventually trickle down to the people.
So, Perry, can I just jump in? What does the perfect deal look like, do you think?
Us getting along with the United States, not with China. You know, the last time Paul, our prime minister was down visiting Trump he says, oh, we will trade well together with China when that topic came up. And I'm going, who are you advocating for?
Yeah, okay, fair enough, Perry. Well, thanks for calling in. I mean, boy, this trade conversation is not slowing down. Donald Trump last night posting on social media that it's done. Trade talks with Canada are off. He's terminating trade talks following the new anti-tariff ads that the Ontario government are playing and paying for to the tune of $75 million, playing all through the United States. And they feature the voice of former U.S. President Ronald Reagan talking about the fact that the tariffs are hurtful, damaging to the country. It's interesting on that note, and we talked about this earlier with a couple of my guests, that the Ronald Reagan Foundation has announced that Canada has fraudulently used an advertisement. I mean, this is on the internet. You can see it. It's open use. It's free for anyone to access. And I've had a couple of guests on the show earlier today that made that point. Like, you don't need permission to access this sort of freely available material that's on the internet. Anyway, it's got people worked up. There's no doubt about it. And it's got other people, like I was mentioning, Bobby earlier texted and said, nah, big deal. I mean, we've seen this play out. It's going to happen again. We'll make up, and I'm sure there'll be another reason why we'll break up again through the saga that these trade talks have become. 1-877-332-8255. Where would you like to go? Bugs and Hugs. What would you like to talk about? Hugs to Doug Ford. So here's a guy, Mike from Regina. I think Doug Ford is playing the Trump game. He's shaking up Trumpstein land. He says Doug should run for premier. I think he means prime minister. Doug is premier in Ontario. Hey, Evan, it's Quinn. Long time no talk. I could complain about the drivers, but today instead I'm going to give a massive hug to my Blue Jays. Quinn says, you got this far, boys. Four more games. Then he says in small writing, I will call or text next week for Quinn's bad driver report. 1-877-332-8255. Andy from Saskatoon, I've got a hug for Saskatchewan's own Coulter Wall. His couple pre-release songs of his new album, Memories and Epiphanies, are amazing. He's representing the province so well. I was just at the Coulter Wall concert in Saskatoon, TCU Place, a couple weeks ago. Andy, I could not agree with you more. Man, I said this, but I walked into that concert with, you know, I like Coulter. I like his music. I walked out a fan, a big fan. Great show. And he's a great performer. It's part of it is his persona, right? There's nothing flashy about him. Very humble, very down to earth. But his music is the most, I said this before, the most recognizable voice on radio today. I believe that, Coulter Wall. Okay, 1-877-332-8255. I know we've got a couple of more calls lined up. Why don't we take our next break? This will be our last break. Bugs and Hugs goes until 11 o'clock. We'll finish up with your thoughts. What's bugging you or the hugs you want to send out when we come back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Woo! Come on, everybody. Give it up.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball!
Because they're all good kids. Until dried out, brain dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
1-877-332-8255 is the magic number. If you haven't already thrown it in your phone, might as well do it. Put us in as a contact. Because then that way you want to text in, it's right there. You're not, you know, trying to remember the number. 1-877-332-8255. I know Dwayne in Carrot River has us in his phone on speed dial, even if it's just for playing green and white prognostications, which he likes to do. But he joins us on Bugs and Hugs as well, and we've got him on the phone today. Dwayne, how are you?
I was great, and I didn't have any bugs at all until the gentleman phoned in and said he thinks it's time for Saskatchewan to join the United States. So this is my bit for truth and reconciliation. Even Moe and Smith know that that's not ever going to happen. We signed treaties, meaning my distant relatives and government, about the land here in Canada and in Saskatchewan, and we don't own the land. We can't move something or give something to the United States that we don't own. I thought everybody had understood this. So the old teacher thinks it's time for that lesson to occur. And I think that we need to say to ourselves, what can we do to improve the situation here? Because that's our only choice. And then jokingly, I would ask this gentleman to phone me, and I will certainly come down and help him pack if he wants to move to Montana. That's his choice.
Hi, Dwayne. You were very succinct. 1 minute, you captured your thoughts. Thank you so much for calling in. And I trust you will be dialing and trying to get through on green and white prognostications coming up at 12 o'clock noon. Appreciate the call. 1-877-332-8255. That's what it's all about. Right? I mean, you just heard him say, I wasn't planning on calling in, but then this happened and it bugged me so much I had to call. That's what we look for. That's where we're here to help. 1-877-332-8255. Dan in Saskatoon, thanks for calling. Dan, happy Friday. You've got a bug. What is it?
Thank you. Happy Friday. I just would like to know what city council, city planning has against the residents of Montgomery Place. A beautiful community that is just something that's just somewhat of a hidden gem. It's an anomaly amongst what is designed in our city nowadays. And they just can't stop finding ways to try and wreck the culture, the scenic area. Like those solar panels that they wedged in along the freeway, along Montgomery Place, that the people who live on Dundonald Street in Montgomery have to look out at that in their front yard. Is there a city planner, is there a city councilor that would have designed that and okayed that if that was going to be in their front yard? Why can't we beautify, we can't get them to put up any trees for aesthetics and for blocking the sound and for blocking the snow that blows in. You can't get anything put up there to help beautify it. But they'll continue to try and find things like a wind turbine or solar panels, or we've put up with the landfill, we've put up with the stockyards, we've put up with AgPro grain, we put up with trains now 24/7, the emergency access problems that come to Montgomery. What does it take to get them to actually say, what could we do that would enhance Montgomery Place at this point? Like, can we get some trees, please?
Mm-hmm. I've made a note, Dan, because you were eloquent in your pitch and proposal there for a little more thought and strategy. And you know what? I completely understand what you're saying. When you talk about Montgomery Place, by the way, it is a beautiful little nestled part of the city of Saskatoon. And you talk about the culture and the scenery. Basically, you're talking about the vibe of the community. And progress often can step in the way of that. I've actually heard similar complaints from people in neighborhoods where a cell tower goes up, because those cell towers, I mean, they're huge, right? And so a lot of people, they pull the drapes in the morning and the first thing they see is this monstrosity. So I don't have the answer for you, but I will mark it down. We do have Cynthia Block and Chad Bashinsky, the Saskatoon and Regina mayors, on our program on a regular basis. So I will mark it down as a question, and hopefully we can get that through next time they're on the show. Dan, thanks so much for calling in. Text line this morning. How about this one? Phil from Prince Albert. Hugs to the Blue Jays in facing the most storied franchise in all of sports. And may Shohei Ohtani emulate our CRA call-in center and bat 170 or less. I like that, Phil. The 17% accuracy rate that the CRA has held in their call centers. Would it be nice to have Shohei Ohtani hit that same level? That's brilliant. And that's a good way to wrap up another week of Bugs and Hugs. Thanks to everyone that texted in, joined the conversation. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We're getting close to lunchtime, which means on a Friday, it's close to Belkin Johnson. It's Eatin' Time, coming up next here on 650 CKOM, 980 CJME.